Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on this adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles.
This is going to be a fun one.
It is.
I'm so tired. It's been...
Do you like my shirt?
Yes. There's a story behind that we didn't tell for with the secret. We didn't tell a lot of stories. Once we came home and we really started talking about more things, we're like, oh my gosh, we should have said this. We should have told the story about this. I was like, there were so many hot moments that I was like remembering. And then I was like, I wanted to do more details about that. But that shirt has, if you're watching, that shirt has a lot of history.
Yeah. If the mayor's watching this
shirt,
I got your shirt on.
Yeah. We had stickers that we had.
It has the same, we have stickers made that has the same thing on it. And I gave him a sticker and he gave me a shirt.
Yeah. Well, first you were like, I got stickers that have that on it. And he was like, that's so cool. And he's like, you need the shirt then.
Yeah, I went and got him a sticker.
Oh, yeah, you went to the room.
And then I gave him a sticker. He's like, take my shirt. I'm like, I'm not taking your shirt.
And I was like, no. And we handed it back to him and left. And then later on, saw him again. And then his wife was like, take the shirt. So then he has the shirt. So
I love this shirt.
We now have the shirt and stickers to go with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have a little story.
It's secret. All right. But this episode.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I want to break it up. It's been really serious lately.
It was real serious.
We've had some
deep topics.
And we have some more deep topics coming. So I'm like, I want to do something just fun, something laid back, something funny. And then we hopefully have some laughs and maybe learn some more about us. And maybe it'll be a good time for us to hang out and talk.
And I feel like some of these will be good conversations for other people.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll get other conversations going. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do some rapid fire questions first. And those are going to be pretty terrifying because we don't know what
each other's saying. Yeah, I have no idea what you're going to ask.
We each have 8 questions, and then we are going to just rapid fire. They have to be quick, on the fly answers. And then we have more deeper discussion questions that we each have that we haven't discussed or talked about or anything. They're like on the fly. We're trying to get just very, authentic responses and feelings and thoughts. So I'm like, this is going to be fun. And then we have some games. We have Is This Cheating? I'm going to talk.
Yeah. And Am I the Asshole?
Am I the Asshole? And they're going to be fun.
They're all lifestyle related.
Yeah.
So it's.
And it'll be fun. Our relationships in general. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun, hopefully. We'll see. And if you like this stuff, if you want to play more games and do some more stuff like that, we're looking for a game or some segment in each of our podcasts that we do that's fun. That even if it's a serious topic, we do. And then we could even include guests and stuff with. But we just don't know what that's going to be. We're hoping to find it.
We'll find it. Or somebody will help us. Somebody will.
Or it's happened authentically.
Yeah.
I want it to just be like, oh, that was so much fun. But yeah, we want to hear your reactions. We want to hear your answers to the stuff that we talk about. Because obviously we're all going to be having different opinions and stuff with different things. And then, if you have your own stories, Am I the Asshole stories? And is this cheating stories? Feel free to send them in, get on the socials, and we want to talk more about it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So grab a drink, get comfy, and here we go. It's going to be exciting. We have our list of our questions on our phone, so it's going to be a little bit annoying.
All right.
We're looking down.
Rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
Are you going first or am I going first?
I don't know. Doesn't matter to me.
I want to ask you first.
Okay.
I'll get warmed up.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. All right, rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Here we go. They have to be fast.
All right.
Okay.
I'm the fastest.
Pool party, dance party.
Pool party.
What's your favorite memory from one of our events?
Dallas Orgy.
One word to describe our dynamic at events. Just one word.
One word?
Describe us at an event. It's fast.
That's a
fast.
One word to describe
just one word
us.
To describe us at events. Suit or casual at lifestyle events?
Suit.
Of course. That's stupid. alone, night out, or night in?
Like together or with?
Yeah, together. Yes.
Night out.
Do you want to plan events or would you rather spontaneous?
Plan.
And what's one lesson you've learned from all of our experience in the lifestyle?
Like one lesson?
Yeah, one quick
lesson. Talk. Period.
And then one thing you always have to bring to a lifestyle event.
Breath mints.
Good job. Not as yours. Woo! Pretty good. Pretty good.
All right, you ready?
Oh, no, not
you
at
ready
all.
Ready,
not at all. Not at all.
All right. Quick. Like, very fast.
Yeah.
Lightning round.
Yeah.
Bam, right. Bam.
We'll see about that.
Favorite cool lifestyle event we've attended?
Naughty.
One word to describe our connection?
Electric.
Ooh. Ooh. Heels or flats?
Oh.
At events.
If I had the perfect feet or if I had my feet.
Heels or flats?
Heels. I always would rather do heels.
What event outfit would you wear in every single event if you could?
The white one from Secrets. Comfortable.
Like
nothing.
The skirt,
yeah, that's sheer
the,
thing.
The
yeah
flowy, like yeah sheer thing?
Yeah, it's like a bodysuit with a skirt.
It looks good.
It's comfy.
Best city we visited for the lifestyle fun?
Naughty.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
New Orleans, yeah.
How do you feel before we host an event? Excited or nervous?
Both.
You
both. Are, like a lot of both.
You're a little bit of a nervous Nelly.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
But you're excited,
excited
for the...
Yeah, yeah, I'm very
I get
both
it.
Very much
I get
both
it. A song to describe our relationship.
Don't stop the
feeling. I knew you were going to say that.
That's our song that was, it chose itself for
us. It's so corny and cliche. I actually hate
but
that.
But every single place we go, any significant moment in our life, it always is there and it plays.
Yeah.
It's annoying how many times in our lifetime it'll just randomly be gone.
I kind of hate
come
that
on
it chose us.
All the time.
So,
we didn't get
cliche
to choose ours, it chose us. And I'm not a cliche music person.
What's a memorable story from a party we attended?
Dallas Orgy. It's always a good story.
Yeah, that's, I love
it. Always a good story. I'm sure everybody already knows that story, but yeah. Like the 20, 30 person ordering with windows yeah surrounded by glass.
Well, that was,
surrounded by
that was the
people
first time like we introduced the Cajun Persuasion to everyone.
Yeah, we. And that was the last, that was a spontaneous one for us. That was the last.
Yeah,
like,
it
we
was,
weren't going to do
yeah,
it.
They,
and then
we closed
decided
down the club.
Like, no. Well, yeah, we closed out the club, but yeah, I'm just saying our decision to even go, we weren't even planning on going. And we're like, it was one of those last second.
Yeah,
we're going to
go. We did.
We're coming.
Yeah. Then we drove 13 hours to Dallas.
And took 3 days
through
to get home.
And then to take 3 days
like
to go.
Tulsa. Went on a whole road trip.
We won like $300 at a casino in Oklahoma.
At a casino. Yeah, we used to go all the time. His schedule was a lot easier to like just spontaneously trip all of the time. So we were able to do that. That was our favorite thing to do. We would just go off on our own adventures on the way home. Good stuff.
Okay.
All right, that was rapid questions. Now we have just general discussion questions.
Tell me to start or you to
talk
start
about. And we're just going to read them out loud. Like,
oh, and, okay,
and then we both can answer okay them and talk more about them then. But I'll do. What is the most embarrassing moment in?
I know this one right off the top of my head.
Yeah, I know what it is.
I've shared it a couple times with a couple people. I've apologized to you about it. I've apologized to the person involved about it.
Like everyone I know has
so
had a night like
we
that.
We were meeting a couple for the first time. Like we were talking like online,
yeah,
like Instagram, stuff like that.
No.
And we had planned to meet up at this lifestyle bar in Atlanta. And
it was our first time.
It was our first time at that
going
club slash bar. And it was first time meeting them. And we were having a great time. It was a great night. We got to all the point to play where they are more of a stag vixen couple. So she plays solo and he plays sometimes, but he wasn't feeling it that night. And so it was us, her, and a single guy.
Yeah.
And we all went to a playroom and we were having a great time. And
it was hot.
It was really hot.
It's hot.
And he, well, before, we're like, when we're, everybody knows, like, when you start getting the, you know, sexy vibe where it's about
yeah
the head.
Yeah.
So I took a Viagra.
And he had just, this was
and
early on and
this was,
take, like, starting to
yeah
take it.
And this, we've been drinking a little bit all night. And I wasn't drunk, but I wasn't sober. Like, I was a little tipsy, I was feeling good. But
nothing too crazy.
We were in the middle of play, and that Viagra kicked in, and all my blood vessels dilated, and that alcohol hit me all at once.
Oh, that's hard.
And, like, I tried to shake it off, and you noticed, like, my face changed. I don't know if the color came out of my face what.
You just know when, like, the person's just...
And at this point, we kind of switched back, where I was with you, and you like, are you okay?
He was like... Luckily, at that very moment, it was very easy transition, and I don't even remember, like, that part of it as much. Like, I don't know what that was happening, but he was like, if I stay in her any longer, I'm going to come. So he had agreed already to, like, so it was just me and you. So it was really comfortable.
Wait, if he stayed inside of you. Your vagina
He's like, I can't anymore. And he's like, you have to go back to your husband because it's going bad. And so I was like, okay, whatever. We got condoms on. I don't know, like.
Yeah.
I get it, though. He wanted to keep playing. But so it, like, kind of was at a good moment. It was just me and you. So it was a little bit. And it was at the end already.
Yeah, it was towards the end.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, we already had fun, but yeah. And it was early on in our, our Viagra alcohol learning how to.
But you looked at me and, like, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. Just trying, like, I wasn't fine.
No.
And it wasn't 5 minutes after you asked me that question. I tried trying to play it off. I stood up, found the nearest trash can in the corner, and just started throwing up in the middle of the playroom in this trash can. Like, it was bad. And we wrapped it up.
Yeah, that's not a thing that happened.
That's not.
And that was you.
We wrapped it up, and we made it home. You drove home. And, so later on, I, like, finally talking to her, and, like... I apologize. She even realized it happened.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I must have hit it really well.
It happened right at the perfect time because we were, like, at the end. It was like me and you were together. It was towards the end. We were all, like, wrapping it up.
Yeah,
so I was like, And then they were all kind of making their way. She had to go back to her husband and everything. And everybody was kind of going back to their people. And then they missed it all.
I was so embarrassed for the longest time. I apologized to her. She's like, I didn't even know. I'm glad you didn't know. I'm so sorry.
I used to, like, at the very beginning, I used to be so nervous and scared that I would just, like, I really would drink just out of nerves, and then I wouldn't realize how much I was drinking, and then I just, like, hit a wall the first it was like navigating that. Now it's like, I'd rather just not drink that anymore. Like, I just don't want to drink anymore. Like, a drink to, like, loosen up when you get, socially. But, like, I just have no interest in doing that. Just, like...
Well, like, I took the Viagra, and then...
I know. And
me and the guys, did, like, a couple shots. I think that's what did it.
And the nights where I've been like that, it's because I was roofied, was one of them. And so, like, there's other... Yeah, like, those kind of things you can't really help. But that sucks. Yes. And then mine is... So, I have hidradenitis suppurativa. And it is a skin disease. It's a chronic illness. And it affects your pores, and your pores don't work. And we're going to talk more on a whole episode and explain more about it. But I, unfortunately, get abscesses, and my pores don't know how to filter themselves correctly. And so they don't work. So everything gets trapped and infected under my skin. So I end up with these lumps everywhere.
They look like pimples or something.
And then they don't. And then they turn into, like, baseball-sized lumps. And It's a pretty embarrassing. It also causes tunneling because my pores are all messed up and they're trying to find a way out. And so it causes these tunnels in my skin. So even when they're done, there's like scars. And plus they're purple, they're like bruises and stuff. So I'm really, really self-conscious. That's my number one thing that I've been self-conscious of my whole life, and definitely through this journey with these guys and stuff. And most people know about it, and I'm pretty much upfront at when we first start playing and stuff. I'm like, this is what's going on. It looks bad, but I swear it's like, I'm clean. Everything is good. It's not dirty or anything. It's not a dirty reason, but it's always in my head all of the freaking time, no matter if they know about it or not, no matter if they're cool about it or not. But so the guy, we had been playing with a couple, and then we swapped, and I was with her husband. And we've been friends with them for quite a long time. We've never played. We were at Trapeze.
Yeah, this was actually pretty recently.
Pretty recently. And we had talked for a long time, but we never played. And this was our first time playing together. And, like, we were, you know, making out and on the bed and everything. And then he just like gets up and leaves. Like, I didn't know where he went at all. And so I was like, you know, whatever. I thought like he went to the bathroom or condoms or whatever. But then, of course, that's like where my head goes. Like my scarring, my HS and all of that. So then, I don't know, he was having problems because he had drank too much.
Yes.
And he had taken some medication. Same type of medication type.
He does a shot.
Yeah. And it hit him really hard and fast. And so he was like dealing with that and everything. And I didn't realize that. And that's why communication is important.
Yeah.
So I thought that I scared him because in my head, I saw him look at my thighs and then in my head, he like panicked and like ran away. And that's what I saw. That was my perspective. Like I scared him with my scarring and stuff in my thighs or like gross. And then I lost all this weight. I have like extra, I don't know. It's just not the cutest. So it's like, I'm always so scared about when they see you there.
And I've talked to him a couple of times since.
And I know it's mostly in my head, but yeah, that was my first thought. He looked down.
We have decided that we need a redo.
Oh, yeah. I get what happened. I understand what happened. And it's fine. But
what's funny about that whole situation, and I've talked to you about it, but I haven't talked to these people about it, is...
I'm just very self-conscious about my thighs.
Yeah. I understand, your biggest insecurity and you're sensitive about it. But I think that situation itself is very funny because...
It is funny. Now.
The day after he's texting me, apologizing to me. It's like, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't mess things up with Ashley. She's absolutely gorgeous. I drank too much. I just couldn't. He's like, we get excited when we go to these things. We go to the hotel. We start drinking and we don't eat and yada, yada, yada. And
funny now, but it wasn't funny.
It was fresh and I told you about it. And you're like, no, I saw it happen. I know exactly what happened.
I was not.
And then it was
anything else.
Actually, last week. He texted me, because we don't live that far apart from each other. And he said, just FYI, our hot tub gets installed next week. I'm like, oh, really? And we started talking back and forth. And he's like, and he still thinks that he messed up so bad. And I told him straight up, I'm like, I told him, I said, it's actually hilarious to me.
I thought it was
because Ashley thinks that she messed it up. You think you messed it up. And I think you're both ridiculous.
Such is life. Such is the lifestyle. That's why communication is very important. And none of us are actually like perfect at it. We all want to say and think we are, but there are moments where like we should have just been like, this is what's going on.
I
got scared.
Come to the conclusion. When it comes to a lot of lifestyle couples, I wouldn't say most, I would just say a lot that I've seen in my experience is we pride ourselves on being excellent communicators.
I know.
Which we are with our partner.
Yeah.
But we're not the best communicators with other swinging couples.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I know.
Because we're comfortable uncomfortable conversations with each other. But we don't know these other people enough.
They took us years and years and years of all these things to make us this close.
Swingers in general think that we're great communicators, which we are with our partner.
Yeah, but we do. A lot of us.
But a lot of times they're afraid of some type of judgment or making somebody mad or upset. Or you don't want to mess something up. With another person or couple, and so you don't communicate your wants and needs to the other
people. But luckily, swingers are so good at, like, people in the lifestyle are so good at later on being like, I apologize. Like, I've gotten so many texts and, like, messages after weird encounters or weird things and been like, I'm sorry, I don't know what happened or whatever. Or, like, we've been able to open up the discussion.
And we've come across other guys having performance anxiety.
Yeah, that's usually where it stems from.
It's hard. Like, I get it how it's like you, it's hard for you not to take it personally.
Well, that was that night at Trapeze. I was thinking that I wasn't turning him on. And I know that is a thing and I know it all the time, but like, it's hard sometimes when you're like, you know, what am I doing wrong? Why am I doing, you know, and I know it has nothing to do with it.
And I also had a little bit more insight in his condition.
I know.
Because before we start, like, we swapped and we started playing with the opposite partner, you and her were on the bed. You were talking, kissing, being flirty, being super sexy. And me and him were talking. Me and him were just kind of talking back and forth.
Yeah, me and him never really talk like that.
And so I knew he, like.
So we just never had that conversation.
So he's like, I need to go do my shot. I'm like, okay. I'm like, actually, I'm like, he mentioned it. Like, I'm out of, like, I didn't take anything that night because I was out.
No.
He's like, well, he's like, do you have, like, do you, he offered some of his. I'm like. But he, like I said, he uses the shot, which for those that know, it's an actual supplement that you put into your penis. And it makes you hard. It dilates those blood vessels and makes you hard. The caveat of that is there is an antidote to after 3 hours, you have to do it, or you can create, like, it actually causes damage. He didn't have the antidote on him. It was at his hotel. And I'm like, well, I don't want to do that then. Because I don't want to, risk it for the biscuit.
On that time.
But, yeah.
Usually we're down.
So I didn't. And say 99% of the time.
I know. But like, I know fine. That. And I struggled. That was one of my biggest struggles at the beginning was I didn't realize how many men have performance issues. I thought it was just a me thing. I thought that my thighs were ugly. Like I said earlier, like I was. I got into my head. It was because you're like, he saw you vulnerable and he saw what you look like. Well, and you like turned him off immediately. Yeah. And it's a hard thing to like not take it personal because I never had that issue with any man I've ever been with before the lifestyle ever. It was always the opposite. They would come like,
well, and I never had any of that issue. I've only had that issue, that problem two times. Mm-hmm. I know the exact two times I've had that problem. And from a guy's perspective,
I've watched you deal with that. No.
Overstimulating. No. Like, there's so much going on a lot of these times.
I get it now that I've been here for a minute, and I've talked to a lot of men, and I've learned a lot, and then seen a lot of things.
And when you don't, when it doesn't happen, then you get in your head, be like, what's wrong with me, this and that, and it's a whole spiral situation. Because you want to.
I get it. I can't understand. Like, I get it now. Yeah, I get it now. But, yeah, that was... It took a lot of learning. I didn't realize that was
But that's prevalent. Why I started taking, like, Viagra or,
Makes sense.
I call them helper pills, but it's, like, insurance.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
Swinger insurance for a reason.
Yeah, most of the time I don't need it, but it's my insurance.
Worth taking in case you do.
Just in case.
Yeah. Okay. We got to keep going.
Sorry. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay.
We're going to spend our whole episode talking about penis. Shots, which we can at different times.
Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout, to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of. If you create a themed party for us, what would it be?
I would do something fancy, like Hollywood, Hollywood glamour. Or like pinup. I like anything that we can like 20s. Get real. Yeah. Like pinup or Gatsby or some kind that. Or we can do a fancy, pretty fancy. Yeah. We like that. We like gloves. We like accessories.
Yeah.
And we like accessories and hats.
Like the flap dresses
We like getting fancy.
Sparkly headbands. Yeah. And have two.
What?
One is a Goodwill party.
Yeah, that was fun. That was so much fun. I want to do it with lifestyle. We did it with vanilla friends.
I want to do it with life where you have hilarious. $15 or $20 that you can spend for your partner's outfit.
Yep.
And they have to wear it.
So hilarious.
And the second one I actually just came across, and I think it's a really good idea because you have to think about it, is the theme was Tequila Mockingbird. And the whole point is to go, it's like a literature themed but with a alcohol twist.
Yeah.
So it'd be like Dorian Gray Goose or Old Man and the Rye doesn't need any changing.
Yeah.
But like, Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah.
I was with you, Old Man. But Old Man in the Seagrams.
Yeah.
Fahrenheit 151 instead of Bacardi 151. Like, you know, like puns. I like a good pun.
Now you're giving away our theme.
I know. Don't
totally
don't
steal that now.
Steal it.
Someone's going to definitely steal that
but
one.
But that's,
now.
I thought that was.
Yeah. That was I've never heard of that one. And we're getting, people are getting very desperate for themes. We've done all the themes.
Yeah. But I think that one, like, it's for a very niche crowd. And a lot of people would have trouble thinking of something like that.
But
That's not something you just like.
Very creative people.
Yeah,
they are very creative.
But
people.
It's not something you just like Google like a costume with.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's why I like Kate from Libertine Events. I love Libertine Events like themes because they make you really think and you can really interpret it any way you want to.
Yeah,
and it's like I love her theme nights and she does inspiration that you wouldn't have thought of.
Well, like her takeovers are like a whole thing.
Like
when we were in Miami, it was Miami Vices. Mm-hmm. And so it was all about people's
everything.
Vices.
And every little activity had something to tie into it. I love
She's really good.
Okay. What is your favorite inside joke we share about the lifestyle? Think of any?
I mean,
the only thing I could really think of was like, it's not that serious.
That's what I was getting ready to say. It's not that serious.
Anytime it gets weird, and it does get weird, and we're in the middle of something that doesn't involve us, we're like,
That's a them problem.
This is an us thing.
Yeah.
And we say that all of the time. Like sometimes you have to check in because we've had some really messy, we haven't had a lot, but we have had some messy situations where it doesn't involve us, and that's not our problem.
Yeah.
That's what we say all the time.
That's a them thing. Problem. This is an us thing.
And we have to check ourselves sometimes to not get involved too deep, but yes. Okay.
What's something surprising you've learned about yourself through our lifestyle experiences?
I actually can speak to people. I actually can, I'm not good at it. I'm not really great at it. And the more I listen to the podcast, the more I hate the way that I talk over people. And I say, and I say, I said, I never saw these things. I never saw any of this stuff. And I'm learning. I am learning. Yeah. I'm trying to not talk. I just get excited and I have ADHD and I'm very nervous, believe it or not. This is very outside of my comfort zone. And the video portion of this thing makes me so scared more than anything. So I'm if it was just my voice, it'd be different. But I'm the whole time I want to get through it. And I'm let's go, let's do it right. And I want to make sure it's perfect. But I am learning that I can, and really Miami was really, really surprised me. I got in front of, we were doing a seminar. It's a good story. We were doing a seminar. We spent months, because we knew about this for a year ahead. So we spent months doing this seminar.
Yeah.
We had cards written. We didn't go out. We didn't go to anything at the event until it was perfected. We had practiced and memorized, had a whole folder and cards. We get down there, he freezes up and doesn't say anything at all. And we're
sitting
in front of 5 minutes,
we're going rogue.
Not even, immediately going rogue. And then he stands up when we start panicking.
I lost my cards.
Because he didn't know where his cards were. We had done Lost Abandoned that way long time ago. I pulled the chairs close to the people and I was like, okay, here, this is what's going to happen. We're gonna wing it. And then he stands up and he's patting himself down, turning around. And I'm trying, a conversation that's deep and meaningful. And he's like, I can't find my cards. And I'm like, we're not doing cards anymore, sweetheart. We are past cue cards. So, yeah, that was, I have learned that I can actually speak to humans, turns out. I can carry a sentence or a conversation, a sentence. Sometimes just a sentence, but a conversation. And what's yours?
So, before we got in lifestyle, I was a lot like a seagull on Finding Nemo. You were mine.
Yes.
Mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize that I liked watching you and watching each other. Like, we liked same. Watching each other. Like, that was something that was...
Yeah. I would have never...
Yeah, before we found the lifestyle, I would have never...
I heard, actually, saw someone on a TikTok the other day, and she was like, my husband is mine. And that makes me a selfish bitch. And so be it. Was, and she just kept repeating herself over and over. And he's all mine. You look at him, I will kick your, you know, like that. Yeah. Very stereotypical. I'm just like, man, that makes me so sad, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm an odd duck in a sense that you were mine, but also I liked showing you off.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I liked it when, like, you dressed. Like,
yeah, once a year on our anniversary.
Yeah.
That's the only time we ever saw that for, like, a very long time. That was when I would describe, like, that feeling was the only thing closest, when we would always get dressed in our finest and go out to dinner for our anniversary.
Yeah. But, like, I liked showing you off, but you were mine. Like, that was the type of...
Yeah, don't look, don't touch also. Yeah. I was the same way. Same way.
Yeah.
Like, do not avert your eyes or I will get you.
Yeah.
Hey, right, next time. If you had to describe our lifestyle journey in a music or a movie genre, what would it be?
Clifford. In a movie genre? comedy.
Yeah. Mine was dramedy.
dramedy.
Like a romantic comedy, dramedy, something like
that.
Yeah.
Like it's,
it has all the twists and turns and funny, hilarious, but also like sexy and spicy and young, like a modernized version. Yeah, that's where my brain went to, too.
Right. What's my next one? Oh, this one you might have to think about for a second. You ready?
Yeah, ready.
If you can invite 3 people to a lifestyle dinner party, dead or alive, who would it be?
Zachary, Taylor, and
I had a feeling you were going to say the handsome brothers.
You said 3, I said pig. Any 3 in my life, those are the 3 people.
Mine's not that different, but completely different. Are you ready?
I'm a handsome fan. I'm not hardcore for almost 30 years now. Don't like it, get over it. That's why swinging is not that weird, because I've been picked on my entire fucking life for being weird. And guess what? I love it.
My history nerd's going to come out in this one. Are you ready?
Okay.
JFK.
Oh, God.
Marilyn Monroe.
I was afraid you were going to go like that.
And Jackie O.
I was
all
not
at one,
take it that
in one dinner with us.
I was not going to take it that.
Because I feel like that could be a really cool orgy.
Yeah. Damn. No. I don't really want to do an orgy with only Zach, just Zach. Mac, Zach, and... Oh, that's a hardy. That's a hard one, hardy. That's a hard one. I don't know. Yeah. Just Zach.
So, Zachary Hansen, if you're listening, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Tuesday. After the Atlanta. Actually, when you hear this, it'll be already Thursday.
That's
so I've already saw you. I already saw you. We already hooked up, hooked eyes. You know, you're married. We'll do that. But man, I have a fantasy that maybe you are, and I just don't know. So you never know. Okay. We are going to a DJ set with Taylor. So that's my shot.
And it's his birthday. Maybe
it's
he has
Zach's
a birthday.
But it's Taylor's DJing. So I'm going to show off all my swinger moves, because I haven't been to a DJ Taylor show since I've been a swinger. And I love the DJ. So I am down to get funky with Taylor Hansen. Thursday in Atlanta. Or Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So excited. Okay. What's the most creative way you've seen people break the ice at events? Like any break the ice of like party games or any like ways that people events have broken ice? I had to think about this one too.
I mean, really, it's just conversations. Like, I don't see a whole bunch
of... My favorite one that we've done was at Trapeze when we did the lock and key thing.
Oh, I do like the
lock
and
key.
That was
a really good one. I don't know why we stopped doing, like, icebreaker games.
There was actually... When we were at Secrets...
I found a bunch.
When we were at Secrets, they had a lock and key meet and greet. We just didn't make it.
No, did they? Oh, I didn't.
The speed dating thing? Not the nude one, but the clothing optional one? It was a lock and key one.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I did not. My other answer was naked speed dating. That's also pretty clever. Just to have strangers meet each other naked. You kind of like strip them down to nothing. And then you have to be like,
thing.
Hi, what's your name?
It's very...
Interesting. I couldn't...
Disarming.
Yeah, I couldn't
very
do it.
Disarming. Because there's no hiding.
Awesome, but yeah, that's what I mean. You're very vulnerable. And you're just like, hi, I like to play football on Thursdays and paint on Sundays. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's very much... You're still meeting these people you've never met before, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that one's pretty interesting. If you
I do,
can
like
do
the,
it, I can't.
Like the card games and stuff like that. Those are...
Yeah. I found a bunch of different ideas when I was... Because I like got my brain started when I saw that question. And I was like, I can't even remember which one. And I was like, oh, the lock and key. That was so cute because the men had the locks and the women had the keys or something. Or no, the men had the keys and the women had the locks around their neck.
It was something like that. It was one or the other.
And then you had to go around and you had to find your lock.
Here's the only downside to that one is I remember that party pretty well.
Yeah.
And I found my...
Yeah, it wasn't lock a very good system.
Or key or something.
There was people with keys that unlocked every lock, and then there was people like me that never found
their key. Well, I get it. There's only so many, like, they're just like luggage locks.
That was a good idea, but there was a few things. And people would have multiple people that unlocked their thing, and then they'd have, like, I had no one. Kind of felt sad. It's just, it wasn't the best.
No, we found yours.
I don't think we ended up.
It was, remember.
Yeah, it was at the very end of the party that I finally found.
I forget whose mine was.
You did have, because I remember you had like two or three people that you unlocked.
But I found the first one like immediately. It was like the first lock.
Party we've like ever been. That was a long time ago. All right. And that's the end of that one. And next, we are going to play the game, Am I an Asshole?
Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet ThreeFun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, ThreeFun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscription. Ready to join the fun? Download ThreeFun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with ThreeFun today. And now we're going to play Am I the Asshole? We both just went on to the Reddit. Am I the Asshole? And
we picked two.
Each got two, so we're going to take turns. Sharing is caring. So first, go on ahead. I'll let you go ahead and we'll see. Usually they're...
This one's swinger related.
Oh, am I or not?
This is the only one that is swinger related.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for outing my swinger parents?
Yes.
I, 22F, recently found out a lot about my mother, 40F, and stepfather, 49M. As some background, I don't live with them. But my brother, 15M, my sister, 18F, I shared a life 360 with my parents from when I did live with them. My siblings are on there and I never left it. My parents have been apparently having financial issues, including asking my grandparents for some help paying rent for multiple months, falling behind on payments, asking me for money, etc. Parents have also been going on trips, including going to the closest largest city, coming home late, going to the beach in another state, but anytime we ask where they're going, they refuse to tell us. They're also turning off their location anytime they go somewhere. Well, duh.
Sounds like every swinger.
Late August, they went to a state away for a vacation, leaving my sister home to take care of everything, multiple dogs and farm. They refused to say where they were going, who they're going with, etc., and turned off their life 360. On their way home a few days later, I went to check the app for different reasons, and it showed that they had stayed at a well-known swingers resort.
Florida?
Probably.
Do we know these people? Probably.
Probably. I confronted my mother, and she seemed embarrassed that her kids knew, but otherwise laughed it off. On my phone that night, my grandmother asked me why my mom was acting so weird lately, and she brought up that she thought my parents were at a swingers resort, and the fact that on the weekends they go out and come home late, and so most likely is the fact that they're going to swinger bars.
Swinger bars.
Yeah. I confirmed this through the information I found out. On top of this, I found out today that my mother has a TikTok account with 1,500 followers. My sister confronted her about it and told her that it was embarrassing and asked her to remove the TikTok account. My mother refused, saying she wants to be an influencer and share the lifestyle. My mother has no remorse for the account. She doesn't seem to care that her children know. Needless to say, my mother was furious when she found out my grandmother knew about all of this. She said she had no right to share that, and that her parents, my grandparents, didn't need to know. I feel like they had the right to know since they were being lied to and since they were giving my mom money without knowing the full story. Although I might be at fault since my mother didn't want them to be told, I didn't tell my grandmother myself, but I did confirm when she asked me about it. Am I the asshole for outing my swinger parents to my grandparents?
Like the grandparents already knew.
Yeah, they were definitely suspicious.
Like, they even brought up a swinger resort specifically, so.
Yeah.
Like, they already knew. You didn't really out them to your parents. Like, yeah. They added themselves, kind of.
They,
like, well, really,
so
I don't know.
So, we talked about this, and if you're on social media,
you're gonna get found out. It's only a matter of time.
You're outing yourself. Yeah. We found that out the hard way.
It's only a matter of time. Someone will find it.
Also.
But she said she didn't care. She wasn't ashamed about it, which I get, and she didn't want to take it down.
Yeah.
So, like, she knew the risk. She wanted to be in
it. Yeah. But I feel like she was mad because she didn't. Well, that's the thing about, like, because her parents were, 40, and stepfather was 49. So.
Yeah.
I think she was assuming that her parents didn't have TikTok. And she wouldn't, therefore, wouldn't find out. Which my parents didn't have TikTok.
Same.
But it was shared with them.
On social media.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the grandparents already knew, so you didn't really out them. So there's nothing. Yeah. You're not really an asshole.
Yeah.
The end.
Also,
but I think the parents need to really talk to those kids.
Yeah, and I think that's
that kid,
the thing.
They definitely have some, obviously, some issues.
Yeah, I think that.
Like, if my kids would have been like, no, I probably would have second guessed it, obviously, like a lot. I would not do it. You know what I mean? Like, I would definitely.
Yeah, I think if our kids would have said something about the social media side, we probably wouldn't have
that's
this.
What I mean.
Like,
that's what I mean.
I don't think we would have stopped at
social media
lifestyle.
No, we would have still been swingers. We would have still had fun. Yeah. We still would have done all that, but I don't think we would have
been public about it.
Been public, and I don't think we would have been in many places or done as many things. Or,
yeah.
Most of that was because of social media. But yeah, I definitely, if my kids were that upset about it and like really had concern and didn't want you to do it, then I'd be like, okay.
Long story short, I think the mom and stepdad need to talk
to their kids, to their family. To their parents,
like,
to everybody.
All right, so everybody knows, but this is how we feel. This is what it actually means.
And everyone knows now, so you have to sit down and have that conversation. It's weird. It's awkward.
You don't want people to let their imagination run wild.
Yeah, we've been there, done that, and it's definitely uncomfortable, but you have to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so mine is, 25 and my husband 30 went out to dinner with his friend. He's always talking about this friend and I didn't get a chance to meet him before. Husband told me he's married with kids and he's always inviting us out. We have kids and I'm a stay-at-home mom with no support system close by. So in order to go out, I have to arrange childcare and it's not easy. I asked my husband who was coming to dinner and he mentioned his friend, his girl, and another couple I do know and us. Dinner was really great and I had a great time and actually clicked immediately with this woman. Most of my husband's friends are bachelors, so I found it cool that he's friends with this couple and I can relate more to them. We even planned a trip during dinner and they showed us all the amazing places they've traveled to. When it was time to leave, we all got out of the restaurant, but she's in the restroom. It's freezing cold, so we said goodbye and I told his friends, say goodbye to your wife. It was really nice to meet her. He looked at me, laughed, and said, she's not my wife. I was shocked, so I go, oh, sorry, my bad. I got in the car, and I'm speechless. So my husband asked me what's wrong, and I asked him what all of that was about. And isn't she the mother of his kids? So she's basically his mistress. He explained to me that he's in an arranged religious marriage, so it's different. And this is a girl he actually loves and takes places. Am I the asshole for being upset at my husband and him for not telling me? They weren't married.
I wouldn't say she's an asshole. I feel like
the friends are being an asshole. Yeah. Well, no, the husband knew too. Like, her husband knew. And, like, they all three knew about the situation except for the wife of, like,
the one who was doing it. She's definitely not the asshole.
No.
Everybody else in that situation is being an asshole.
No, her husband should have warned her, give her a little bit of an insight onto their, like, relationship and dynamic. Especially when he's told her that they were married and had kids.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this isn't her. This is, especially when she asked who was coming to dinner, he could have elaborated.
Yeah.
It's, his girl meant, like,
it's Dave and his girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's not his wife.
Not his wife, but.
And this is why.
Hopefully his wife knows about.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. It's different.
Yeah.
But
I feel like everyone
knew, but
she's
her,
not being the
but
asshole.
She's not an asshole. No. No. Everyone else asshole. Okay. They should have given her a little bit of a backstory. Yeah. All right. Now your next one.
All right. My next one. I, M39, have been with my wife, F38, since we were in college. My wife lately started a new lifestyle, I guess, that believes in no deodorant, no shaving, shower only gets dirty, no makeup, no wearing nice clothes. She doesn't have depression or anything. It started when she joined a new yoga class. I've never commented because she's a grown woman and can do whatever she wants. I told her it doesn't matter how I feel as long as it makes her happy. She keeps asking, but I wanted to know how you feel about it. Eventually, I said, you really want to know how I feel? I miss the woman I fell in love with. She used to dress nice, smell great, shower every day, wear her makeup, brush her hair. I really don't like this whole all-natural thing, but again, not my decision, so I have no say. She started crying and called me an insensitive, vain jerk, and now doesn't want to talk to me. Was I the jerk when she wanted my opinion?
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah, that's a toughie.
That's a hard one. I think he could have went about it a little bit better. In case, I mean, he has to say something if he's not happy about it too. Like, live your best life, and you know, he has.
Yeah.
Like, he's still obviously being supportive. He said, like, she's a grown woman. Whatever makes her happy.
He's obviously not.
But
happy.
But he's not happy, and he has to say something. He can't just be unhappy forever. So he does have to say something that maybe different approach.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
Is there a different way we can do this?
Yeah.
Like,
can we do something?
I understand we want to be natural.
No.
Wait.
Yeah.
Can we find a better way?
That one's a hard one. It's hard.
Yeah. Because
you don't want to live with someone that you know, are
stinks.
Uncomfortable around. Yeah. Like, if you're uncomfortable all the time and you're just like not. Yeah. It's hard because, yeah. But then how do you tell somebody that they stink without hurting their feelings? You kind of have to tell them.
Yeah. You're going to
you're gonna kind of just say it. Like,
you're going to have to kind of hurt their feelings.
I know. And you should be
it's
comfortable.
Like, I really
too.
Don't love this season.
Yeah. You have to find a way to really carefully, like, dip your toes in there and be very careful and sensitive about, you know, how they might take it and how they might perceive what you say as, like, hurtful and stuff. So I could see.
Also,
that's hard.
Also, try and see her
perspective. I know, because, like, I get that, too, because I'm, like, a hippie at heart. I love, like, all that stuff, too. But, like, and she is a grown woman. She, and whatever makes her happy, live your best life, do whatever you want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he can't also be, unhappy
right.
either, so he has to say something. But, yeah, that's a hard one. That's a delicate one. Just be very, very careful. Very carefully
yes.
navigate that one, because you don't want to hurt her. I mean, he obviously still loves her. So,
yes.
You know, and he even said about, like, being really careful. And she's a grown woman. She whatever makes her happy. That's hard. All right. Am I the asshole for being mad my wife won't satisfy me? Me, 45 male, and my wife, 38 female, have been together for 17 years. We're very different people, but we complement each other in most aspects of life, and I love her to bits. Some backstory first. I have some childhood trauma, which makes me a pleaser. I always place the need of others before myself. This leads to mostly focusing on her when we have sex. I always try to please her and fulfill her fantasies, and every time we have sex, it's one of her fantasies that is played out. Now to my problem. I love blowjobs because that is the only time I can truly focus on my own pleasure. When we met, she would do it once a month for me. Now it's more like once every 6 months, which leaves me feeling very unsatisfied. I've communicated this to her in no unclear manner, but she still refuses to do them. This leaves me not only unsatisfied, but also heartbroken because I would do anything, whatever she wanted, in an instant. This is starting to turn into resentment, and I need to fix this. Am I being unreasonable, or in other words, am I the asshole here?
He is not.
Not.
He is not the asshole.
Not the asshole.
He's obviously, yeah. if it's...
Yeah.
Like, he is very...
Once every 6 months?
Yeah.
Man,
well, like, in like he obviously bends over, like, tries to fulfill her fantasies.
Yeah. He's people pleaser.
and her needs and the fact that she doesn't feel like she needs
the refusing part. The refusing, he said he's been very clear and told her that's what he needs to get off and like that's what he needs to be satisfied. And she's refused. The refused word really like throws me because it's like your husband is telling you very clearly this is what he needs.
Yeah.
A little more often.
Like, I don't know. I understand the fact that when even like having sex, it's fun. It feels great.
Yeah.
But if he is focused on her pleasure, he's not like
enjoying it like he should be.
Well, he's enjoying it.
But not as, like as much. As,
So like he said that a blowjob is where he can actually focus on his pleasure.
Yeah, he should.
And like, so the wife, I feel like, should be
a little bit more like meeting his.
I don't know. I feel like the wife should want to do that.
That's the thing. It's like he wouldn't
like not
she
like
should
oh
want to meet his.
Yeah, it's like not that she feels obligated or she needs to fill his like she shouldn't feel like it's a chore.
There's something wrong if you wouldn't want to like. Help your spouse be satisfied and like fulfill his thing. I don't know, but we are swingers and they're probably vanilla not because once that's probably when they had sex too.
Yeah.
Probably not very often, but I don't know. Yeah. He's not the asshole.
No, she
just
is.
Just keep communicating and she's got to give a little bit. She's got to give a lot of bit.
Yeah. Beth, especially if he's getting her off.
Yeah. Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Fix has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
So now is this cheating?
Yes, now we're going to do, is this cheating?
So it's just our opinions on if
it was very
people,
hard to find anything good, decent. Because everybody's cheating.
If you're feeling guilty about something, it's probably cheating.
Running to Reddit and be like, this one guy to tell me.
Like,
I already know
what my answer is going to be.
Yeah, same. Like this one was really hard. I was trying to do two for each, and I was like, nah, we're just going to do one cheating because this is not as good as I thought it was going to be. It's all a bunch of cheaters that are just like. Mm. Trying to justify it. Okay.
All right. Is it my turn?
Go on.
This all started when my girlfriend and I took a kink quiz a while back.
Those are fun.
Basically, we found some online quizzes for couples to help bring some new sex kink ideas to the bedroom. I selected group sex as an interest of mine, and she did not. After we compared, she said that she was a little insecure that I picked something that I wanted to try. I told her that it's not something I needed or want right now, but the idea was pretty hot.
Yeah.
She still felt weird about it, so I said, let's not bring it up again, and the conversation pretty much ended for a while. A couple months ago, she brings it up again and says she actually is interested in it now, so she's been thinking about it. Yeah. I was confused, and quite honestly, I thought it was a test. I told her again that I don't really need it right now, but we can talk about it as a fantasy if she wanted. We both thought a couple swap would be more ideal since I'm not bi, and she really isn't interested in a woman. She then told me that maybe we could explore it in the near future. Well, 2 days ago, she told me she had a meetup with another couple and decided to have a threesome with him after a girls' night's out.
Oh my God.
I was dumbfounded by the disclosure and told her it was cheating and she claims it isn't. Her reasoning is that she was insecure, needed to take the first step. But now that she has, she realizes that it's not a big deal. Oh. Now she wants to sign up for a swinger dating site that the other couple was on. I left and haven't returned since the discovery, and I'm seriously considering ending things. We've only been dating a year, but things were getting serious. This is definitely cheating, right? Or should I have never even... And then it ended.
Yeah.
It's definitely cheating.
Yeah.
100%. Just because you talked about group sex and threesomes doesn't give you
brought it up one time, so
yeah,
gave me consent. No, it doesn't. They didn't say I consent.
Oh, I just needed to get the monkey off my back. Yeah, you do that
with
consent.
Your partner, or at least with consent, or you do it together. It's a together thing. Yeah, that's definitely No, I don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. That's a horrible
thing. It's not good. It's not good at all. You guys could have so much fun together, but you're just not.
Yeah, you just ruined it. Just,
yeah, you fucked it all up now. All right. Mine is, okay. Me, 45M, and my wife, 45F. We've been exploring with other couples and some single guys for threesomes. About a year ago, we decided to try hot wifing, which we enjoy. I recently found out accidentally that she had sex with someone while on a business trip. She said it wasn't a big deal and that it was her right to enjoy herself when the opportunity arose. She argued it was the same as when she plays with single guys alone. She's always shared everything with me before. Is this cheating?
Yes.
All of it was. It was so hard to find anything good. I know.
Because when she goes out with single guys, like,
you are in with it. Like, yeah, you are like in on it.
It's communicated. Like, yeah. It's not. You're not.
I think she's trying to argue that, like, it just happened. Like, it just was an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I know already know how she's trying to frame it. But yes, you are cheating. That's cheating. She cheated on you.
Yes.
Period. As it was so hard to find anything.
That wasn't
cheating?
There all
was cheating. It was all cheating.
Well, here's the thing.
Again, if you have to go to Reddit to try and justify what you just did.
If you feel guilty, if you had to hide something or somebody's being hidden from you. Yeah.
Period.
Or lying, anything. Period. Like, it's cheating.
If she don't know or he don't know, then yes, it is.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in a relationship with that person and they're not aware and they're not in on all of it, then you're cheating. If she doesn't know all the background and the details ahead of time, it's cheating.
It's cheating.
Period. I know. It was, I didn't find one
that was not cheating.
It was hard. It was really hard to find anything at all that wasn't like... I was just grabbing stuff, anything. So I'm like, this is all just cheating. So I'll find a short one. I tried to find a short one to read because some of them are like 12 paragraphs all to say, yes, you are a cheater.
Yes, you got cheated on or you're a cheater.
Yeah. I finally started watching that Ashley Madison. I refused to watch that for so many months because I already knew what it was. But all it is a bunch of people who are non-monogamous and they don't know what the fuck to do. They could all be doing it together. It's all the cheating wives and then the cheating husbands, and they all just go there. But would just open up with their spouses.
I remember when that whole scandal.
It's for cheating men. That's what the main. That's what the whole thing is. It's they found like 40 million.
Well, they got
leaked
hacked,
40 million.
It?
Yeah, with like 40 million.
Like names and credit cards
or something
like
that.
It's I remember when it all happened and everybody's like, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm like, that sucks for them.
It's like I've watched like a few episodes now and I'm like, or the first two episodes, and it's like, this guy is there. He's like, I love my wife. She's my everything. Like, he's obsessed with her and he's like, I still love her. I love the idea of like flirting with other people and being with other people. He's like, I can still love her. I have two kids. Just because I have two kids don't mean I don't love the one like the other one. I love them differently. And he's like you're like poly. You're like, it's okay. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's okay. You just, you know, and they're just describing non-monogamy and stuff. And I'm like, oh, if they only knew, they didn't have to go behind their spouse's back all these 40, like millions and millions of people. And the women are cheating too. And then the people who developed it were like, the wives aren't going to say anything about the husbands being on there because they're looking for the same thing. And so they all kept the hush hush, just millions and millions and millions of people. And they think that we're weird because we're doing it together.
I know.
Like, that's what? Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know.
That's it.
We had a whole episode.
Everyone
on that
is right.
Mormon mom
swinging
talk.
Is ruining our relationship and our marriage. And
cheating is okay.
So we're not going to, so I'm just going to do. What everybody says, just cheat on my wife.
Wait.
That's way more acceptable.
Way more acceptable. I could go on and on forever, but that's all the time we have. That's it. We are done.
Yeah.
We are going to do our next episode is going to be about our weight loss journey. I know a lot of people have been wanting to hear this one for a long time. We have so many things that people keep asking for. So I'm like, everyone's always intrigued by that. They love, you know, all the details about
that.
So this
hard.
Will be a way to,
everybody knows how hard it is to lose weight.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And kind of our struggles.
Yeah. Struggles. Everyone's like, how do you do it?
Yeah.
Like.
That's pretty much what we're going to talk about. Don't say that now. Because that takes up the whole episode. But that's going to be our next episode. Don't tell them all of it now.
You can do it too. But
everyone
you'll hate me.
Can do it too. But you don't want to. And then Yeah, the only thing we have on the books is April. We just booked our room for April.
Oh, it's Secrets in April.
In April, we are going back with the Swinger Society, and those tickets go on sale.
They're for sale now.
This episode came out.
It will be in the show notes.
Yes, definitely trying to get all you guys there. I'm trying to get all every single one of our friends, every single person, lifestyle or not, anyone who's been following us, been down, yes, who's been interested in going to Secrets. We have friends that are vanilla that are going, that have been to Trapeze and stuff. Some,
yes,
like friends of ours, hopefully are going, that we love. And we want to just get everybody and as many people there as possible.
And so I think this time, like, because we can, they can track the, like, the link that's on in the show notes.
Yeah.
They can track that.
So we'll use our code, and
I think we're going to do a luncheon on Saturday in our room with us and everybody that booked using that link.
Okay.
Get some free lunch,
we're gonna do like a private party.
Now
we're doing margaritas and pizza. We're going back to the OG. We're going back to where we started. We're going to have our own margarita and pizza, and we're gonna do some super cool, extra cool swag bags for everybody who books through our link as well. So if you want to come hang out, have pizza and margaritas and 4 days of Secrets time, which is the best. And I mean, it is the best time to hang out.
So
and have
make sure
fun.
You use that link down below.
Yes, and you'll be
because
added on.
If you come to our room and hang out, that's perfectly fine. But don't expect a swag bag if we don't didn't know you were coming.
Everyone's invited to our room. But we have to pre-plan the swag bags. So get in on those swag bags.
So, we know how much stuff to bring down.
Yeah, I think we're going to do that. We're going to probably, it's going to be good. It's going to be a good time. We need to go back to that. I'm sure we have some friends. Cajun Persuasion is going to be really excited about that because he was very upset we didn't have margaritas and pizza at the last Secret. So
he walked by with his pizza and knocked on our window.
He's like, well, I guess I got to go order pizza. You guys are having cupcakes and brunch.
Yeah, he was upset.
He was not happy because that's been our thing for all these years. It's been margaritas and pizza. So
we're going back to margaritas.
We're going back.
We're bringing the blender down.
Back room 141. And yeah, if you want to get near us, around us, book all around us, all our friends. We want everybody there. We want as many people as we possibly can for April.
Yeah.
It's a good time of the year. It's going to be really, really good. It'll be fun. So definitely book your room fast because they're selling out quick. This one's going really quick because there's a lot of people jumping on it because it was so much fun last month. But yeah.
Okay.
That's all we got for today.
That's it. It's not that serious.
Don't make it weird. Love you guys. Bye.